Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. You guys know that I always love spending this time with you because it means that the flow of inspiration is exactly where it needs to be for me to get behind the microphone and share what is going on in my heart, in my mind, and sometimes in my life. So I like to give little life updates, what's going on behind the scenes, so that you get a snapshot into what it's like to really practice the principles of the law of attraction, of manifestation, of spirituality, and of course, metaphysics, which is my favorite topic of all time. So today's subject is how I healed myself from chronic migraines, what finally worked for me after experiencing 2.5 years of pain. So I actually wrote this as a Substack article. You can go to sarahprout.substack.com to subscribe. Put in your details. I'll send you the entire list. We'll use that as show notes. I'll also embed the episode for this podcast on there. It will never be paid or locked. There won't be a paywall behind it. This is free information forever. So as I think of more things that will be helpful, what I'd love to do is add more to the article because this is such a big topic, probably bigger than the time that I've allocated to record this podcast. So many of you probably don't know this about me because I've kept it quite private over the last couple of years. And actually, let's start here. I want to really acknowledge that this episode is about my migraines, which began in November of 2020 and then stopped, hopefully forever, I've got my fingers crossed right now, in June 2023. So this podcast is about what happened, what I tried, and what I believed ultimately worked. And so before I dive in, this is a really important note for anyone and everyone that I am not a medical professional. So this is simply my opinion, what I tried and what I believed worked. So this is really important to understand as well, that migraines affect an estimated more than 10% of people worldwide. That's a lot of people. And it occurs mostly amongst people aged 20 to 50 years, and it's 3 times more common in women than men, probably because of hormones, hormonal cycles, I'm guessing. So there was a really large study that I linked to in the Substack article that said that it is approximately 17.1% of women, that's a lot of women, and 5.6% of men have reported having migraine symptoms. And there are many causes and probably many different pathways for solutions. This is something that, you know, is really important to understand bio-individuality, that we all have different bodies that respond to different things. So for instance, and this is just very basic, you might be somebody that cannot tolerate gluten. And so it gets in your digestive system and it just kind of sits there and hangs out and then you get a headache. And you know, that may not be the case for somebody else. For me, for instance, I'm actually okay with gluten. So I won't get ahead of myself. I want to dive in a little bit further. So the first thing that I want to say is this. I believe that the body has the power to heal itself. And so it's important to keep a holistic perspective when finding the path back to balance. I am open to all possibilities. I'm kind of a mixture of very new agey, woo-woo healing philosophies and techniques. I love energy healing. I love sound healing and that kind of thing. And yet I'm also a little bit skeptical of traditional Western medicine. I don't, you know, necessarily agree with a lot of the things, but the great thing is I can choose, right? Pick and choose. I am, of course, all for going to the doctor if you have problems, right? So with that in mind, my dad is, or has been, he's getting released today. Yay. He's been in the hospital because he had a case of pneumonia. Now, you know, I could do all the Reiki under the sun and, you know, all of the energy healing, and it probably wouldn't have helped him. he really needed to be on a drip and on antibiotics to save his life. So I do believe that there is a middle path to strike that balance. So back to the migraine story. Just to give you a bit of a background here, in 2020, I had nearly a year, 3 years to the day. I had one of the worst panic attacks of my life, and I ended up in a hospital in Southampton, New York. This was when I was living in East Hampton. And I thought that I was having a heart attack. It really felt like there was an elephant sitting on my chest. I couldn't breathe. I wrote about this extensively in my book, Be the Love. And so for me, what I realized when I got there is that they couldn't find anything wrong with me. I didn't have a virus. I didn't have, you know, any physical symptoms. They scanned me. They did all the things. And what it came down to was that I believe it was a culmination of stress and not coping with the emotional and ever-changing landscape of the pandemic situation and whatever was going on around the world, like whatever your belief is around whether it was a plandemic or, you know, whatever beliefs you have around the global situation with COVID. I know there are so many people that have changed their minds over the years when they've seen data coming in, or, you know, the fact is lots of people lost their lives. Lots of people pressed the panic attack button internally because there was so much fear that was collectively experienced in society. We didn't know what the heck we were dealing with. I remember, you know, we went into lockdown in Las Vegas, which is where I was living. I think it was like February 2020. And as Amazon packages would land on the doorstep, we had like a protocol to wipe them down with disinfectant wipes, you know, because we didn't know at that stage what the virus was doing and how it would affect us. So my paranoia, my anxiety was at an all-time high, and I didn't realize why. And so it was soon after this time, it was Thanksgiving Day actually in 2020. When we'd moved from Vegas to East Hampton, Thanksgiving Day that I was hospitalized. So nearly 3 years to the day. And so after this hospitalization, I was only there for, I think, 10 hours in the emergency room. Then the migraines began. And so they gave me medicine to calm my nerves and like, what was it called? They gave me something for angina medication, and it contracts blood vessels around the heart or something like that. And I noticed that as I processed out the medication, my headache, I'd never had a headache like that before. And I'd even had COVID prior to that, but never this level of migraine. So I knew there was something that had been activated in my system that was taking on a whole new invitation from the universe to explore. And so from that moment onwards, I would spend 2 to 3 days out of every month in bed with a throbbing pain on the left side of my head, the left side specifically. And there was a sunken patch of skin on my temple. So it was like there was not enough blood flow or oxygen getting to the left side of my head. And my eyes would weep and one would get smaller. And I kind of felt like I looked like the weird guy from the Goonies, if you remember that movie from the 80s. And so I got to the point, and this was really tough for me, that I couldn't pinpoint whether it was hormonal, because those 2-3 days that would strike in the month, they would happen, you know, in the middle of the month, and they would happen towards the end of the month. And so I wouldn't really know when it would strike. And so it got to the point where I couldn't make plans because I was afraid that a migraine would hit me when I least expected it. And so this was really tough. Imagine, you know, like me, I'm a spiritual teacher, I'm a new thought leader. And so I need to show up regularly to my clients, to my students in the Manifesting Academy, on manifestation coaching calls and recording podcasts. And so this is really where the intuitive format of the flow came for this podcast, because it was so hard for me to meet deadlines and to get things done in the time that I needed to, because I could just be taken out of the system for a few days, which was almost like enforced self-care, which I didn't discover until later. And I didn't write this in the article, but I'm going to add that in there. So my body was screaming at me. And I remember last year, 2022, we went on this beautiful luxury cruise on this yacht with about 100 other people, some really incredible entrepreneurs and best-selling authors. And I had to spend 2 days in my room on the yacht out of the 10-day cruise navigating the migraine. And I remember thinking to myself, I've got to do something about this. I don't know what the triggers are. I've tried a lot of things, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I felt so out of my depth because it was like I was out of control with my body. So that's why I felt like my body was screaming at me. And, you know, I'd also experienced over the last year and a half, two skin cancers appearing on my body, one which was on my face. And I had Mohs surgery in January of this year. And so it seemed to compound the physical stress because the skin cancers, basal cell carcinomas are appearing. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that I can't share publicly that really tested my faith in many, many ways. Because as we know, and as I teach, it's the emotions, it's our emotions that manifest the physical distress. And so let's just say behind the scenes, there have been some interesting family dynamics that have tested my patience, tested my faith. And of course, every time this happens, it makes me stronger as a spiritual teacher to be able to show up to my clients that are experiencing some really challenging trials and tribulations. So the pain is always an invitation to heal, to get on a healing path, back to balance, back to alignment. And so once I could see that there was a pattern to the pain, it began this period of my life where I had to experiment with everything I could to resolve the triggers on a spiritual, mental, and physical level. So here's just a really quick list of some of the possible things that I thought were linked to the migraines. So I thought, this was just a random thought, when I would get the kind of onset symptoms of the migraine, I would get this pain in my jaw. I'd be eating toast or something chewy and I would get this pain in my jaw and then it would go up the side of my head to my temple on the left side. And so I thought, well, maybe it is TMJ or TMD, which is temporomandibular disorder. Many people in Australia, I'd never heard of TMJ or TMD before, but there's so many specialists here in the States that actually, you know, they see you if your jaw is misaligned. So when I get stressed, I clench my jaw. And so I would notice that I'd wake up in the morning sometimes and my jaw would feel like really sore. So I thought to myself, maybe, you know, I'm sleeping too deeply or, you know, what's going on where I'm physically finding this pain happening on the side of my face. And so I spent thousands of dollars getting a fancy mouth guard made, which I had to try and sleep with at night. I also tried muscle relaxers for 2 months that the orthodontist suggested. He said unequivocally that the trigeminal nerve was triggered by the misalignment, which was only tiny in my jaw, but the migraines returned. And so I just knew there was like this, yes, I'm trying this. This is great. You can throw thousands of dollars at a situation. But then when the same things are cropping up, it's like, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe that's part of that. Maybe that's contributing to that, but it's not that. So we'll get to my major breakthrough in a moment. So second thing, and this is really obvious, and I really want anyone listening to this, if you are experiencing any kind of pain or discomfort in your body, to look at food and what you're putting into your body. Remember, food is thy medicine, right? So I narrowed it down to a caramel coloring used in certain barbecue sauces, which was weird, I know, and random, and M&Ms. So I'd noticed that there was a connection. And I am mostly vegan. I have been since birth. I've never eaten a piece of cheese. I don't eat red meat. I am, you know, like I eat dairy very sparingly. I can't eat milk or cheese or butter or anything like that. But chocolate, that's a different story. I think it's a psychological thing. So I'd notice if I went to the movies and I had a few of my kids' M&Ms, which I do not recommend that you feed those to your children, by the way, right? This isn't an ad for M&Ms or sugar. Sometimes, like, we're human, right? We have sugar. Sometimes, if you want to. If not, cool. Don't send me hate mail. So I noticed that I'd have a few M&Ms and then it would trigger it. So I'm like, okay, M&Ms are off the list for everyone forever. The other thing was peanut butter, whether it was natural, whether it was processed or unprocessed, the peanut butter seemed to set me off. So it's no surprise that I had to eliminate those things from my diet over a period of time. You know, things like gluten and wheat and even rice I had to change. Bananas, my goodness, I didn't realize this, but I'd have a banana and I'd get the migraine. So it would almost like flare it up. And apparently there are certain minerals and components of a banana. I know it sounds so complicated for something that's just a banana. So bananas would flare it up. If it was a greener banana, you know, that's it, show's over. Straight to bed with a migraine the next day. Another thing was sushi and shishito peppers specifically. So I ordered, or I'd go to a Japanese restaurant here in Sag Harbor that I love, and I'd sit down and I'd have the shishito peppers, and sure enough, ding, 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 migraine would happen. So that was a regular culprit. And then one thing that I found was super helpful for not just my migraines, but my mood and my sleep and my skin, was alcohol. I quit alcohol. I haven't had a drop of booze since July 2022. I had, I believe, like my last glass, full glass of alcohol on the cruise when we were in, I think, Rome. I was in Italy. And I thought to myself, I don't want to drink anymore. And then I sat down, I think a week later, on date night with my husband, and we were at a Japanese restaurant. He said, let's order some sake. And so ordered this beautiful warm sake, came to the table, and I lifted the little cup to my face, and I could smell like the vapors of the alcohol. And I heard this voice in my head, which, you know, voices, right? And it said, and I don't mean to make fun of anybody, by the way, this is just the way my intuition works. Sometimes I do hear different, I'm very clairaudient, so I do hear messages, just to clean that one up. I heard the voice say, this is poison. And so I put it down and I didn't drink alcohol, and that was July 2022. And I recorded a whole podcast on that if you want to look it up as well. Just Google Sarah Prout, why I quit alcohol, and it should come up. So I looked up all the other phrases as well for migraines, such as trigeminal neuralgia or temporal arteritis, which is a really scary one. So earlier this year in January, just before I had my skin cancer surgery on my face, I was hospitalized. So I had, it was so bad, the migraine pain, that I went to my urgent care and they said, can you either call an ambulance or be driven to the hospital straight away? And so I thought, well, why? And they said, I think you have temporal arteritis. So they scanned me, they monitored me, and it wasn't that. So still, the headache pain was fierce. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I do a lot of work online. Maybe it's my eyesight. Maybe I've got eye strain, and list goes on. So the drugs that I tried, I am not by any means or stretch of the imagination an advocate for the pharmaceutical industry. However, I do believe that if it helps you, it's fine. And so I tried a drug called sumatriptan for a while, and that masked the pain, but it didn't stop the root cause of the pain. So I think that it's all very well to, you know, chew down the Tylenol or whatever it is, but there are implications that your body has to process that out. So it impacts and it impairs your detox pathways. Now, remember at the beginning of the episode, I said, I'm not a doctor. So just remember, this is just my advice and what I tried on. Another thing that I tried is traditional Chinese medicine. So I tried or thought that acupuncture would work. And I went week after week and it was fantastic. Like that cleared so much energy in my overall system. And what was really interesting is the blocked meridians that I had. And I need to go back and have more acupuncture actually, because what I didn't realize is that when I had a tummy tuck back in 2019, God, I can't believe it's been that long. The scar tissue that formed blocked the meridians. So what I did was I had treatment on my tummy tuck scar where the tiny little needles are placed there to flatten it out. That only took 3 sessions for that to clear. And I thought, well, that'd be great if it cleared the migraines, but it didn't. So still back in the background, and it's still going on right now with my family dynamic that I'm talking about, the distress and the uncertainty. And this is nothing new for anybody that's listening. We all have different worries and concerns about loved ones and outcomes and, you know, what the future holds, all that kind of stuff, right? So I'm not special in that capacity. So it's just how I handle it. And then the stacking of the responsibility of being a mother of 4, of being a wife, of being an entrepreneur, of being an author, of all the things, all the hats that I have to wear. What I realize is that I need to ground myself and really take care of myself first to fill up my cup so that I can give to others. And so the migraines were very symptomatic of my cup being emptied. So here's what I did. And just a note here that this isn't going to work for everybody. And it's just kind of like an aha moment of the things and pieces that fell into place for me. So I'm 44 now. And at the time, I didn't know to connect the dots that my hormones were struggling. I tried, you know, like I tried all the TMD stuff, thought it was orthodontic work, thought it could be chiropractic, you know, I tried everything. And there's probably things that I'm missing that I need to drop in this afterwards that I remember and go, oh, I forgot that. So a few years ago, I did a home test. You know, like how sometimes you see an ad for something and you're like, oh, I want to try that. And I think it was for one of those home tests called Everlywell. And it's like, test your hormones to see if you're okay. And now remember, there's only a very specific window that you can test these hormones in because they change and they fluctuate daily. So I took the test a few years ago and then I took a second one in 2022. And what I noticed was that my levels of estradiol, which is, I don't even know how to explain it, were dropping significantly. So I knew, okay, Sarah, you're depleted with your hormones. And so I went down that track. And when I made this connection, I discovered that so many women out there are probably in the perimenopause phase and they just don't know it. And the typical age is between 40 to 44. So for me, I didn't have any of the classic symptoms like irregular periods or hot flashes. I haven't had those yet. I may move into that at some point. But for me, I'm as regular as clockwork. But I did have anxiety and mild insomnia and, of course, the migraine. So I was starting to piece together a bigger puzzle of how I needed the additional support. And I tried, you know, mineral supplementation as well, such as magnesium, which is fantastic. Whether you have migraines or not, that can help migraines. So what's super interesting, and I didn't realize this until, you know, I became a very well-versed form of Dr. Google, is that there are estrogen receptors in the jaw. And so what I noticed is that when my estrogen levels dropped, my jaw would get sore and the pain would trigger the trigeminal nerve, which would then trigger the migraine. And so there's nothing really written about this connection online. And so I dived down another research rabbit hole. And so I thought, what if I needed just a little help in the hormone department? Nothing crazy, just some bioidentical hormones, which are totally safe to help support my mood, my sleep, and hopefully support, you know, the need to stop my jaw issues. And so I did the research. And of course, HRT, you know, the alarm bells going off in my head, oh, it's going to cause breast cancer or any kind of other cancer and all that kind of stuff. But I did my research and there's so much supportive research out there with bioidentical hormones that it's not synthetic hormones, which are very different from what it was in, I think it was like the 90s that made a whole bunch of people sick and triggered a whole bunch of wellness issues and disease in other people. So I explored the concerns and I decided to give it a try in February of 2023. And I think it worked. And this is one of the reasons, the main reasons why I attribute the hormone use as it was balancing out over a few months to the reduced migraines. So even after I started the hormones, if I started in February and I stopped the migraines in June, there was still like a lot of stress in between that time, you know, dropping my daughter off in Australia and all of the things surrounding that. So after doing a lot of research, I signed up to a company called Winona. That's Winona. And it's amazing. And this isn't an ad, by the way, but what they do, and they do this really well, is they have so many scientific research-backed articles to show why it's safe and then encouraging you to do your own internal exploration or discernment to figure out what's right for you. And so you get assigned a GP, you know, you do a telehealth kind of visit and, you know, to figure out your medical history and whether or not they can approve you for this. Super simple. And then, you know, I did other research as well. So there's other things you can try, such as wild yam capsules or wild yam cream. And it's just like this little cream that I kind of two pumps on my wrists, rub them together. And so far, so good. And so for me, I really thought about this and it's the difference between me living pain-free and not having any migraines versus three days a month where I am completely useless to my family. I'm bedridden. I can't do anything. You know, I can't even lift up my phone. I'm just in agony. So The good news, and this was the most intriguing thing about the hormone supplementation, was that my anxiety leveled out. So the external stresses still stayed the same. You know, the private things that I can't talk about that's going on behind the scenes, they stayed the same. In fact, if anything, they increased, they amplified, they got bigger and more scary. But my anxiety leveled out and I sleep like a log most nights, right? Of course, there's some nights where I'm like awake and maybe I've had too much caffeine, which is another thing, by the way. I really leveled out my caffeine intake. So the main thing to remember here is to use your own discernment. So what worked for me may not work for you, but if you are a woman, you know, 40 to 44, and you're struggling emotionally, get your hormones checked out. Ask your doctor or do your own research or do what feels right for you to just experiment. Give yourself full permission to use yourself as a human guinea pig to try on what's safe and then ditch what's not, right? Some other things that I did, especially energetically, is I did a lot of visualization. I imagined my head pain-free and returning to normal. And as I mentioned, like that little sunken patch on the side of my temple, it filled out. I don't have that level of depletion anymore. It was a sign when I went to the acupuncturist, this beautiful, incredible woman who specializes in traditional Chinese medicine. She said that patch was there because of how depleted I was. And so I really focused on nourishment. I focused on eating intuitively. And I'm not perfect by any means, you know. And hey, I had M&Ms a couple of days ago and I'm still here to tell the tale. Another thing I tried was something called the EE system, which is the Energy Enhancement System. And this uses a technology that is called Bioscalar technology. And if you haven't heard of this yet, it's a serious game changer. I've linked it up on the Substack. Go to sarahprout.substack.com. But this is mind-boggling technology where people are having miraculous results, where tumors are shrinking just from having a few sessions in there. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but again, try it out for yourself. There should be, I think there's centers nearly in every major city around America. And it's really affordable. You just sit there and there's like these TV screens that have this frequency that's emitted that your body is reminded of the power that it has to heal itself. I really wish that I'd had that when I went through all of the miscarriages, right? So it's like a recalibration system to get your body back into balance, because that's what it's all about. If your body feels out of whack, then you can't function properly. You can't live a life of gratitude and, and harmony in the way that you're meant to live if there's something that's just not firing in the right direction. And so, oh my God, as a family, we've had quite an interesting week with my dad being in the hospital. We didn't know whether or not we're going to lose him or not. He's okay now, though. He's back on the mend. And my daughter Lulu fell out of bed and she really hurt her neck. So she's got a frozen or stiff neck, which is the worst if you've ever had that. And she wrote this affirmation and she stuck it on the fridge and she said, "Mommy, keep this on the fridge. We're not allowed to take this down until I say so." And I'm like, cool, whatever. And she wrote, "Dear universe, may my body now heal. And when I get better, may I feel refreshed." And so this speaks into the power of the mind and how we have this beautiful balance to strike between tending to the energetic field and also to the practical field of what can be done and how you need to be proactive about your health and also not get super paranoid about what it could be or, you know, going to worst case scenarios, which is something that I do naturally. So I can highly recommend if you can avoid that, do that. But there are things that can be done. There are supportive supplements and ways of being and even eliminating certain things out of your life, certain foods that are triggering, certain people that are triggering, certain inputs. So for instance, if you're reading or watching a lot of news, you know, maybe cut it back by half and witness how that impacts your level of intensity or emotional well-being. These are just simple things that we can do. And of course, meditation is a really powerful way to anchor in your awareness of what's possible within your body, mind, and spirit complex. And speaking of which, I am going to be hosting a meditation event very soon. So hopefully I'll be able to add all of the details to the podcast description and to everywhere. You can find me on Instagram, that kind of thing. Pay close attention because I'll be revealing more details about that special event very soon. So In conclusion, my hope with this episode is to share some insights that can help you on your own migraine journey. If you know of anybody that has experienced migraines, please feel free to share this with them. And remember, everyone's journey is different. So just to reiterate and really drive this home, what worked for me might not work for you, but you have to be willing to do your own experiments and your own research. All right, that's it from me for today. Thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it. Click the subscribe button, share it with your friends, take a screenshot, tag me at Sarah Prout on Instagram. And I can't wait to connect with you again very soon. Lots of love and bye for now.